It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
It is a Travis Tourism Tuesday.
Travis Tourism Tuesday.
As it's a Travis and Rob Tourism Tuesday. How about that? Rob Evans joins us on the WANI hotline as we talk gravel roll and gravel bike racing. And welcome into the show, by the way, Rob.
Thank you. I'm not sure Travis and Rob rolls off the tongue quite as well as Travis and Terling Tourism.
Right, right.
Yeah, but I got to kind of bring them back down to earth from time to time because that way they don't just completely take control of the radio station since they have their own intro and that kind of stuff. So
is that something you're worried about?
Yeah, I'm really worried about that. The big egos come walking in here, Rob. I don't know if you've dealt with that face-to-face with them yet, but big egos from time to time. So
I run into Anthony all over the country. Trust me, I'm well aware of his antics.
And we did this last year. We talked about this. This is something that's very cool. I mean, number one, this has turned into a racing capital of the world, I guess you would say, both foot, both bike. But now we're talking gravel. And as soon as Travis came in, he said, we're going to talk about, you know, this is gravel racing. This is all over the county. This is something that's probably a little different than what some people are used to.
Yeah, absolutely. Gravel cycling is almost what it sounds like. It's essentially riding bicycles instead of on paved roads. We're riding them on dirt roads around Lee and Chambers County. And it's kind of I wouldn't say growing fad because it's pretty well established in the United States. It just might be new to your area in particular.
It is. It definitely is. Now, here's what I think is hilarious. You guys can get a lot of information by going to gravelroll.com. You can also go to aotourism.com. The event is right there. It links you directly to it as you can find out more information as well as they're looking for entries as well as, I'm sure, volunteers. But I love on the website, it says, no gravel bike, no worries. Any bike in good, safe working condition can be used. However, if you do that, or you just do, you remember there may or may not be an award for poorest bike choice. is this a thing?
That's a little inspiration about my past. If I had known we were going to call this new part of the sport gravel cycling and it would be this huge thing and people would be debating what the spirit of gravel is, when I was 15 years old riding down roads on my road bike with skinny, not even an inch wide tires, that my grandfather was like, don't go down that road, and didn't tell me why, probably because it was gravel, right? But I was riding roads like that on a road bike. Didn't know any better, and this is in the early 90s, right? And so I think that sort of inspires the choice of any bike anywhere. If you bring it, you ride it, and just, you know, the consequences of how that bike rides are on you. But that's also part of the sense of adventure of gravel cycling, which makes it pretty unique and fun as well. We call this a super serious good time, and so that kind of fits in that vibe.
Well, I'm sure the people that are riding 102 miles probably are well equipped to know what they're doing. However, yeah, somebody like me that may jump on the 34-mile, I may have the wrong bike. I would love to be pointed out and made fun of, especially since that 34 could turn into what felt like probably 65 if I had the wrong equipment while I was out there. How do people get involved in this? I mean, it's – I know you said no gravel bike, no worries, but, I mean, that's pretty much something that if anybody's just been kind of – you mentioned – early 90s, getting out there and riding on roads. If you just have a love for biking and cycling, this is probably right up your alley.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things as towns and cities get more developed and you know, more subdivisions are built, it was kind of a natural progression of cycling to go and continue to find those quiet roads where you could see the scenery, you could smell the smells, and, you know, just basically interact with nature. And so it's sort of a natural extension of that. If you're riding and, you know, the mountain bikers already know the woods, but if they want to go for longer distances, not feel as fatigued, gravel cycling is a great way to do it. Road riders looking to avoid traffic, this is also a great way to get out there and continue to ride. So it's sort of just the natural progression of where cycling is going.
Again, Rob Evans with a Cycling Quests is where he basically works, but this is about the second annual Opelika Okie Dokie. It's a gravel road cycling event. And Rob, as far as the turnout last year, I mean, were you guys pleased with that? And what are you looking forward to as far as this year is concerned for the Opelika Okie Dokie?
Yeah, last year exceeded expectations for our first year event. We told Anthony, you know, we'd be happy with 180, 200 participants, and we got 240. So it exceeded our expectations last year. And I think this year we've been looking at some additional growth of 30 to 40% over the last 2 weeks. So we hope that continues to track and grow and just show the opportunities that Opelika and Lee County and Chambers County have. I mean, it's amazing that you have a town and county with the population of Lee County, and yet there are gravel roads just 4 miles down the road from downtown Opelika to access. And so I think that's really amazing, and that's not very common to find still in a city or county with a population of that size.
How many of these are you responsible for a year, per year?
We currently have 4 this year. We have the Opelika Okie Dokie. We have the Holler in Walhalla, which is near Clemson, South Carolina. We have the Bird Dog 100, which is near Augusta, Georgia. And then we have the Pecan Shaker, which is just a little bit south of Macon and Warner Robins in Georgia. And we're constantly expanding and in talks with other states and other cities, just like Auburn, Opelika.
Start downtown Opelika on North Railroad Avenue. Those of you that are wanting to get involved in this, after you leave North Railroad, I know that you're not from here, so I don't want you to give me a play by play of what roads you're going down. Even though you probably
he knows them.
You probably have that ingrained in your brain, but. What is the, as far as the course description, like kind of where they will head in Lee and Macon County? Because, as I said, those of you curious, I mentioned I was making fun of myself on the 34 miles. You're also looking at intermediate, which is 65, and then the long, which was 102. So I didn't know if there was overlapping or they were going to be planned out differently, or the 34 turns around and comes back and then 102 keeps going, or how's that work?
Yeah, I mean, you've basically got the general idea. Yeah, everybody kind of heads uptown together with the police escort. And then we get out to the first dirt roads, which are just past the Opelika city limits, just past that last fire station out there north of town. And then the short and the intermediate course go through the Oak Bowery area and kind of explore the timberlands up around there in Chambers County, just to the southeast and east of Lafayette. And then the long course kind of heads west for a little bit, goes through the Union Hill community area in Chambers County, and then does a big loop around and comes in over 5 points, and then comes back down east of Lafayette and then back down through Oak Bowery and back into town that way. So, yeah, it's a lot of scenic views, lots of great creeks and ridgeline views, and it's a really beautiful scenic.
I am super impressed that you know all those places, number one.
I told you you knew them.
Number two, if you want to win over some locals next time you're down, Rob, instead of Lafayette, which is what a lot of people, just say it like Lafette, L-A-F-E-T-T. They'll be like, oh, he knows. He's from here.
He knows.
He knows. That's what the locals refer to it as. And if it makes you feel any better, there's a Lafayette Parkway. There's also
right.
Kinds of stuff. So being from here, it gets a little crazy from time to time. What all is included in this? People are going to ask. I mean, I know that they're, you know, a lot of the true racing, you know, quote unquote junkies that show up for these events kind of know what they're getting. But if somebody's new to this that didn't participate in the inaugural last year, maybe in the second annual this year, what can they expect as far as what they'll either, number one, receive, number two, kind of the process of the day that's going to take place other than the race?
Well, one of the most unique things about the gravel roll is our format. We are not a start-to-finish timed race. So what we do is we set up time segments on the course, and we record these with timing chips and boxes. So we actually take timing equipment out onto the course and place it. And so the logistics of that are very challenging in some ways of managing that process. But what it allows to do is, instead of like, you know, so you and I are riding together, it's like, well, Rob, you've ridden around the world and, you know, you're a big biker. Yeah. I could not ride with you whatsoever. Well, the cool thing is that when we hit the time segment, I get to go as fast as I want. And then at the end, I can sit up and I can wait for you and Travis and be like, what took you so long? Right. And then we get to ride together, and then we get to ride together through the rest of it that's untimed. So there's no penalty for that. So that way everybody can kind of have their own race. But it's not like other gravel races around the country where it's like we line up together and then it's like, all right, Rob, see you in 7 hours. Right. It's like, that's no fun. Right. So we're kind of setting this up to ride with friends. And that's kind of our biggest value point in what we're doing with the gravel roll. The biggest thing that you get, other than that, we provide aid stations out there. You know, we work with a lot of volunteer fire departments out on the course. We work with other volunteer rescue groups, like animal rescue groups, like the Chattahoochee animal rescue there. And so they come out and they help support us on course, and then we support them. And sometimes even animals get adopted. Last year, I think we adopted 3 dogs and a cat last year at the finish line, which was kind of fun. So, and unexpected.
That is wild stuff. So, again, this is going to be taking place. It's going to start downtown Opelika. Start-finish is any post-race beers or celebrations that may be taking place when it's all said and done?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a little post-race party there in front of Red Clay and John Emerald Distillery at the rail yard there on Railroad Avenue, which many of you are familiar with. And Red Clay is doing a special Opelika Okie Dokie beer, so we'll have a commemorative can for that everybody can purchase. And then, yeah, we have food trucks there. We'll have a little expo with local vendors selling various products, honey, soaps, things like that. And then we have our raffle prizes, which are a lot of fun. So instead of giving prize money for finishers, we like to include everybody, and we have some really great raffle prizes for the participants there at the finish line. So, yeah, it's a great time.
Again, Rob Evans joining us from Cycling Quest. We're talking about the second annual Opelika Okie Dokie that's going to be taking place. And, Rob, do some of these people that are serious, do they come out and kind of take a look? They come in early, stay, do some lodging, kind of map out the course themselves because they're really into this? Or is it just some of them are so familiar with it, they show up, they grab the map from you, and they're good to go?
Yeah, some people do. I mean, we have a lot of, I would say over 50% of our participants come from 2 hours or more away. So they come into town just for the hotel rooms, so they don't have to drive in the morning. And we have some activities Friday night with a number pickup and you know, some beers that night, and we do a little shakeout ride where we hit a little gravel road. Believe it or not, there is one gravel road inside the Opelika city limits there. That I take people down, and we ride that and just have a fun kind of social moment the day before. But again, it's not super serious. Remember, the super serious part is the good times here. And so there's not really a big need for people to go out and explore the course because we don't have a lot riding on it. It's more of a social race adventure than we got to pay rent this month adventure.
Oh, completely understand. So for more information, you can go to gravelroll.com. You can also go to aotourism.com. I told Travis just a minute ago, I love what you guys have done with the website at gravelroll.com. This is a media person's love for sites because it's very informative and lets you know everything, including lodging and camping. So as you guys have got up there, Chihuahua is actually fully booked that weekend. So you guys will need to get some hotel rates if you got people coming in. If you don't want them staying with you, feel free to reach out, and especially if they're going to come in a few days early and celebrate as well. As I know I've mentioned the website, but Rob, how do they get involved and become a part of this?
You can register, go to the website and register. Also, we do have volunteer opportunities. If you kind of scroll through our Facebook or Instagram social media, we have some links there where you can volunteer. And for volunteers, we do make a donation to the Chattahoochee Animal Rescue Group for the volunteers that work with us. So it's not just like coming back to us. It's definitely going back into the community there. And then otherwise, yeah, you can drop us an email. I mean, there are a billion ways to communicate these days, and trust me, we get them all.
Absolutely love it. As always, man, just like last year, I appreciate you taking some time with us on a Tuesday morning and taking up some of the time with these guys, and I look forward to playing host and you coming down to visit, and hopefully you guys have a big race that weekend.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, man. As Rob with us, as Rob Evans from Cycling Quest, as we talk about the second annual Opelika Okie Dokie. Travis with me. We're going to talk tourism here momentarily after this.
We're in Opelika's News Talk and Information Station. News Talk, WKRP.